Born in Cleveland in 1925, Hal Holbrook served in World War II and developed a one-man show in college called Mark Twain Tonight, touring the country and winning a Tony on Broadway in 1966. Ultimately, he played Mark Twain longer than Twain himself, an irony he would have appreciated.
Now, I've never taken any exercise except sleeping and resting. When the urge to exercise comes over me, I lie down until it passes away.
On film, it required a man of stature to play Clint Eastwood's boss, but that was Holbrook giving Dirty Harry orders in Magnum Force.
I've got nothing personal against you, Callahan, but we can't have the public crying police brutality every time you go out in the street.
Well, you just might need me on a job like this.
He'll most be remembered as Deep Throat in All the President's Men, lighting cigarettes in the shadows of parking garages to give Watergate tips to Robert Redford.
You tell me what you know, and I'll confirm. Just follow the money.
Remembering Hal Holbrook, Jason Fraley, WTOP News.